Sergeant Howard, how are you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Excellent. So today we're going to talk a little bit about the 5-6. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your full name?
I'm Alexis Jo Howard, and I'm from the best city in the world, Miami, Florida.
Fantastic. What a great town.
Yeah.
So what job did you come here from?
I'm a defender by blood, sir. So
Born and bred. All right.
From day
fantastic.
One.
Fantastic. That's awesome. Did you come into the Air Force knowing you wanted to be a defender?
Absolutely. When I walked into my recruiter's office, that's the only job I wanted. I said I didn't care what else was on the list.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So what made you want to join the Air Force?
So there was a point in time in my life where I was really down and I had nothing else to go for and nothing else to live for. Mm-hmm. And I needed some type of value. And one of my coworkers at the time was going to go talk to an Air Force recruiter. Mm-hmm. And she asked me to come along and I ignored her for weeks. And then one day I said, you know what? Maybe this is my chance out. And walked in and out and I enlisted a month later.
That is a fantastic mm-hmm. story. And you found value, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great cause. Mm-hmm. Well, that's neat. Tell me, you're the 5-6 president.
Yes,
sir. And so 5-6, that's a mystical kind of term. What is the 5-6 and what is its mission?
So the 5-6 is made up of pretty much our middle tier, so staff sergeants and technical sergeants. And really what our mission is to support and motivate our peers as well as our newest NCOs that come into the Corps. And coming together with all our knowledge and drive and dedication and determination, we assist with the Rising Four, which is our airmen. And you know, we help show them the way because at some point in time they kind of get lost and they need that guidance, and that's what we're here for.
Fantastic mission.
Yeah.
Well, so you probably set some goals while you're at PSAP mm-hmm. as the 5-6 president. What are you and the organization trying to do?
So our main goal was to leave a legacy because we thought that was something very important to do. So we're working with the Rising Four and our top three to do a flagpole project.
Oh, fantastic.
So being able to fly the United States flag right next to the Royal Assault and Air Force flag is actually something very important to show our host nation, hey, we're here in this together. Mm-hmm. And so that was one project that's really meant something to us, but at the same exact time, doing some type of professional development and growth that kind of pushes the boundary as far as being comfortable. Because being comfortable is okay, that's where we stay, but going outside of that is something that people aren't used to doing. So talking about topics that you might normally, which we highlighted, suicide prevention,
yeah,
doing walk and talks, getting people out of their comfort zone and have that one-on-one conversation, and just doing stuff like that, just to go ahead and assist as any way that we can.
Yeah, I noticed that. That caught my attention. You're doing a lot of great efforts on sensitive topics, mm-hmm. right? To include, I saw 5-6 is sponsoring a diversity challenge.
Absolutely.
Now, those are long hikes with some deep conversations.
Mm-hmm.
How are those going?
Those are going amazing. So Sergeant Gita is the one who was super passionate about that, and he's actually our secretary. And so he took the reins on it, and he's been doing an amazing job. We have awesome turnouts and beautiful views.
Yes.
And so it really is a good time.
Well, I look forward. I'm going to join in on one of those soon. I didn't want to show up so early that I ruined it. But I look forward to it. So there are a lot of activities that 5-6 does, and you may have covered them. Is there anything else that that you wanted to highlight on 5-6, all things 5-6?
So promotion parties. We're away from home. We're the family from away from family. And so we've already done the new technical sergeant promotion party. And at the end of this month, we're going to go ahead and do the promotion party for all the staff sergeants. Just to say, hey, welcome to the Corps, congratulations. Yeah. Hey, let's just have a good time.
That's a big one to move from the airman to the NCO.
Absolutely, it really is.
Very huge. And of course, that tech sergeant, that's a big leap, mm-hmm. right? It's a hard stripe to get, and it was pretty neat and pretty special to be out there seeing folks celebrate their promotions mm-hmm. to technical sergeant. Well, thanks for doing that.
Absolutely.
Tell me about your team on the 5-6. How are they working together?
We actually mesh really well. And so the way we came together wasn't normal because there was individuals who got voted into the position that didn't show up. So we got to stand up in front of our peers, and our peers actually voted us onto the council, which was awesome. And so my vice president, he's in the tower, Technical Sergeant Hinojosa. He's a very strong personality, but it meshes well with our secretary, which is Technical Sergeant Guida. And then we have Technical Sergeant Select McCarthy, who's our chaplain. And then we also have myself, obviously, as the president, and Winfield, Sergeant Winfield, who works over in CE. And we really play really well off of our dynamic, and what we're lacking, the other compensates for. And we're very open to everything that the council has to say. So just because I'm the president, not what I say goes. It's everybody, because it's a team, right? It's our council.
Sure.
So we mesh really well. We work good together.
And I see all of you out there doing great things here at PSAT.
Oh yeah, we try.
Absolutely. Well, you're succeeding. Thank you.
Absolutely.
How do you feel that the 5-6 meshes with the mission here at PSAT?
I think that we're driven in that direction, at the same time putting our little spin on it and just going along with what we stand for and what we're trying to do, because ultimately leaving this installation better than what it was is ultimately what we're here to do. And every single day we just strive to do that, whether it's walking in talks with our airmen or our diversity challenges, whatever it may be. It's just playing our part within our mission set.
No, fantastic. Well, we can definitely see your fingerprints on the different efforts that are going on around here at PSAP. And one of the great things about being at PSAP is it's a little austere.
It definitely is a difficult place sometimes.
As a defender, you've deployed a few times.
Actually, this is my first, sir.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize
Yeah.
that. Okay, well, then it is your most austere deployment.
Yes, it is.
Well, very well. Excellent. Well, welcome to Saudi Arabia.
Yes, thank you.
But, you know, PSAP, one of the exciting things about being here is that there is a lot of opportunity to make the place better because we didn't start with much.
Mm-hmm.
So we're moving along pretty nicely. And it's amazing to see our airmen under great leadership like yours stepping up to do their part to leave a better installation for those that are coming behind and professionally developing one another. That's just fantastic. Now, I'm going to switch over here to the personal a little bit.
Okay.
We talked yesterday, and tell me about, you know, a day in the life of Sergeant Howard.
Oof.
What do you do? Like, do you have, you know, hobbies that you do, board games, things like that?
So I've been on a long health journey, mm-hmm. you know, physical health, mental health, emotional. And after I had my three children, I was on the heavy side, I can admit that.
Really?
And I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, you can't do this. You can't be this way. And I came to a point now I've lost already 35 pounds within my journey.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Just in my OCPs alone, I'm down 2 dress sizes.
Wow.
So it helps me feel better when I get in the gym and I'm taking out all my stressors and just releasing. But besides that, I just really like to lay back and just look at the stars. Have you ever just looked at the stars and stopped? It's just beautiful. And you forget everything that is around you and all the stressors.
Well, that is 35 pounds. That's an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, I'm trying.
And you know, I can kind of see the benefits of your health journey just on your face. I never would have guessed. You know? I lost 35 pounds myself.
You did? Yeah. Awesome.
But of course, that was a smaller percentage of my body weight. And, yeah, you look like a gym rat. So you're definitely doing well in the fitness. So congratulations.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Proudest accomplishment?
Being a military training instructor.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Which is kind of awkward to say that was my greatest accomplishment, because normally people will say having children, but I think that's cliche.
Yeah.
Because that's an amazing, you know, thing. But being picked to do that job is definitely the best thing I've ever done.
It's entirely selective.
Yes, sir.
It's hard.
Very. Yeah. But I learned a lot about myself as an individual, and It helped me grow, not just as a woman or an NCO, but as a daughter, as a wife, as a mother. And there was a lot of days driving home where I was crying because I felt so defeated. But it was going in the next day and being the best person that I could be and the best NCO for my airmen and watching them develop and having confidence and going out knowing that they were ready and prepared to do their job and that I had a direct impact on that made 13, 14 hours, 7 days a week worth it.
That is one of the best articulations I've heard in a long time of some of the challenges and rewards of leadership, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think this is one of the reasons we do these podcasts, because people often, we look at other folks around us and we think, you know, they've got it wired. Sergeant Howard, she's got it all together. Look at her, you know? And yet you just talked about feeling defeated.
Absolutely.
I think that's a lot more common than people realize.
Mm-hmm.
And you also talked about getting up and doing it again. And I think that's one of the keys that we fail to talk about is the importance of picking ourselves up off the floor.
Yeah.
When things go sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for sharing that with
Absolutely.
Is there anything that that you wanted to add that I didn't talk about before? We're going to flip the tables and we're going to let you ask me questions.
There is one thing I did want to add. I know that we just went through some changes as far as what we are allowed to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, we really do appreciate wearing the civilian clothes.
Oh,
we do.
You're welcome.
It's normalcy. You know, we're out here hustling every single day, putting our lives on the line, making sure the mission gets done, and to be able to have that really is great. Because when we first got here, because you were in the chop right before me, it was just PT gear. So seeing that transformation and that growth in the right direction, it really is awesome. So that was something that I did want to take the time to tell you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I had a lot of people providing feedback along the way and really convincing me that the way we went was the right way to go. Because I got to be honest, I was sold on the PT gear policy for quite some time.
Oh, sir.
After a little while of realizing that I was the only one, I decided that I needed to make a course correction. So
I'm glad you listened.
Yeah, absolutely. So am I. Everybody looks a lot happier. So I've definitely noticed the change. And,
yes.
Yeah. And so I think it was a positive change. I'm glad we did. I felt that I didn't want to hide as, you know, is it something that was done by the previous commander? Because I fully was on board with his decision and needed to own that. Needed to fix it too. Okay, now time for you to flip to me.
All right, sir. So how does being a commander in a deployed environment differ from your previous experiences as as being in command?
Well, I think one of the things that's different is the nature of the operations.
Mm-hmm.
My previous base was where I was a wing commander, so I just compare like-to-like jobs, was well-established, a lot of hardened infrastructure. We primarily functioned as a force provider, mm-hmm. It was our training readiness, and we primarily functioned as a force provider for forward-based organizations that are doing the operational mission, the 24/7
mm-hmm.
times operations, stability operations, sometimes combat operations. And now I'm on the receiving end as the person who's taking those forces and employing them in the theater. So that's pretty different. The team is different because at RF Lake and Heath, which was where I was stationed before, mm-hmm. We would get pretty good personnel changeover during the summer assignment cycle in general, but then people would be there for 2-3 mm-hmm. years, sometimes more. I mean, we had some people who found a way to hang out for quite some time, right? Here, I'm lucky if I keep somebody for 6 months.
Yes.
So the velocity of change here is very different. And the organization is extraordinarily young here at PSAB, which means systems and processes and continuity that you would just expect to be in place, maybe hasn't even been done yet. So yeah. I think the mission itself being, you know, we're one step closer, because we're at the tip of the spear here. Just, it's hard to get any closer to the tip when you're doing ongoing operation 24/7 a day on in a combat theater.
Mm-hmm. What are your personal challenges with that?
I think for me, the challenges are kind of privileges, right? Because people come here and they're highly motivated. You can really see our airmen and the soldiers and Marines that are on the installation lean into the mission. At the same time, it can be a little bit challenging because so much of what we do is on this kind of bigger picture theater security standpoint, or ongoing operations that aren't necessarily taking place here on the base. Mm-hmm. So it's easy for people sometimes to get distracted by things that may not, to me, I have to remind myself that I still need to go and connect to what the airmen care about, because they're gonna care about what they're engaged in. So I've got to be able to communicate the importance of why we're here, the importance of what we're doing, and connect that person that's doing a job that maybe they don't feel is connected to the mission and go, oh no, it really is. And so I think that's a challenge, is first of all reminding me that I need to put on the perspective of folks who don't necessarily see the type of big picture information that I have access to every day. And then I need to connect them to that information in a way that's meaningful. Sometimes I don't do a good job of that. Sometimes I continue to work on that every day.
Your future vision for PSAB.
Yeah, I think I would capture that in two words. Readiness and resiliency is really what it's all about for us. We are a very strategically important location for U.S. Central Command. We get a lot of attention in U.S. Central Command because of our ability to provide operational depth and flexibility in the theater. So because of that, because we can act in a kind of central role, we have to be ready at a moment's notice to flex in a lot of different directions to support not only airmen here, but soldiers and Marines and sailors, and to support a wide variety of regional stability type operations, deterrence operations, combat operations, even if necessary. And so being ready to pivot swiftly as an organization, having all the pieces and parts and procedures in place is something that we're working on a lot. Got quite a bit of capability already, and we're going to get more. And also the resiliency, not only of our the personal type resiliency that you spoke so well about earlier and really impressive, but also the resiliency of the infrastructure, redundancy, dispersal, hardening, all these things are things that we do to make this base ready to fight. That's what it came down to with our partners. We're here as part of a partnership, and we have mutual interests in the theater, and this is a combat organization, and we're going to be ready for the worst case.
And morale of the people. So I know the push for better Wi-Fi and the caddies that are coming in for better, bathrooms and showers. But what else is in your vision as far as that direction?
Yeah. We're getting after a lot of that. It's interesting. You're very nice to me with the way you put that question. we talked beforehand. You reminded me that sometimes how we frame this message, it may get, I may get lost a little bit. And I think that one of the things that Chief Crow and I have focused on as we look at morale, building health and quality of life, is we're very cognizant of the timing of the rotations and when people are leaving. So generally we try to talk to them about things that they can see. For instance, a new dining facility is something that we're working on pretty heavily right now, but most of the people who are here right now are never going to see it, so I don't talk to them too much about it. But things that we've worked on really hard are cooling, shade, food in a lot of ways, and that you saw that there are some new mess attendants in the Chow Hall, the dining facility, that have really opened up the ability for our services folks to focus on cooking and food preparation rather than cleaning and serving. And that's paid huge dividends. That's a bridge contract. There'll be a new contract that provides a lot of those services a little bit later. Getting lost in where I was, there are a lot of shade efforts going on to include on the flight line, the ECP, some of the other sunshades that have been going up. The cooling stuff you've seen, the BX, the gym.
Yeah.
We bought liners for all the tents. So, you know, it gets very hot for our, and you know this as a defender, the folks who are working at night are sweltering during the day.
Oh, they are.
Summer. So the first 60 of those came in, and those will drop those tents about 20 degrees. And another 360 are following behind those. So that'll allow us to really do a lot better job insulating our tents for the summer cycle. And it'll provide comfort in the winter when it gets cold as well. So those basic comforts are there. And you talked about showers and Wi-Fi. Showers was one of the things that we'd gotten stuck on, just kind of trying to figure out where we were on the manufacturing base in KSA. And my boss, my previous boss, had spent Christmas out here, and he gave that to me as a go-do, you know, fix the showers and latrines. And so I've been obsessed with fixing the showers and latrines since I got here over the last 90 days. And you're going to see those start falling in numbers.
Awesome.
Next week, they'll start falling. It'll take another month to get them all hooked up. But between now and February, this place is going to start to sprout trailers.
That's awesome.
The Wi-Fi is something that I would... We don't meet AFSCME standards for Wi-Fi right now. Our airmen, soldiers, sailors, and Marines, they have to go to the center of the camp in general to get Wi-Fi, oftentimes slow and overwhelmed. If you're in quarantine for a while, you were almost completely cut off for our permit. We expanded in there a little bit. It's going to be a little harder to do than I thought, but we're going to make it better for sure to get it more spread out and faster. And so my initial assessment was I thought we could move the ball faster. We could make it much better, much faster. We'll probably have to slow that down a little bit, but the comm squadron's got a great plan to start making improvements within the next couple of weeks in terms of where you can access it. Speed will probably follow a little bit later, unfortunately, but there's some contracting issues that go with that. But lots of different things that we're working on. USO coming in as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Next week, yep. USO will pop up this next week. And so we're looking for those little wins. Oh, Starbucks.
That was awesome.
So we're looking for little wins wherever we can get them.
Yeah, just a little piece of normality.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. And that makes a huge difference in our day-to-day.
Absolutely.
So one thing that I really wanted to ask you was about your legacy.
My legacy.
Not for here.
Yeah.
Just you personally or even career.
Yeah.
But you set out to say, you know what, when I'm done with my time, this is what I want people to know me for.
Sure. You know, I never really thought about this is what I want people to know me for. That's a great question. I probably should spend some more time thinking about that. I'm like you, though, in that you know, you have days where you come to work and you're like, man, that just didn't go well. And you have days when you come and you're like, man, that was the most rewarding thing ever. So I keep coming back because I love the people, right? I love working with airmen. I love the people that I work with. I love the mission. And it really, you know, it feels like you're doing something meaningful with your life. My favorite part is when I can help people reach their goals. That's the best part of being a commander. So one of my favorite little side projects, whenever I can do them, is to advocate for people for jobs or schools or, you know, whatever their next goal is, assignments. So I try to find places where I can, you know, help people get connected, provide recommendations. I still have airmen that reach out to me that I worked years ago that just ask for letters of recommendation every once in a while. And I'm happy to do it because, in general, with the people that I provide recommendations to, they're always people I believe in. We've got plenty of people to believe in.
Right.
So that's my favorite part. So I think I think in answer to your question, I would also like to be known as somebody who left the place better than I found it. The good news with PSAB is there's so much infrastructure work to be done that I almost can't fail on that part. Right? But as an organization, I would like to see it more stable, more combat.
Right. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. You asked some really good questions.
I try.
It's been fun spending time.
Absolutely, with you. General. Thank you.
Thanks so much.